We thank and praise in the Lord for the father of this house. Hallelujah. Bread of Heaven Church. Russell T. Perkins is the father of this house, and he is truly a servant, a worker. He works for the Lord, and he's such a servant leader. And we just thank him, God, for his humility and how amazing he is, and what a blessing it is to have him as our shepherd. So as he comes forward, amen. Thank and praise God for him. If we'd all stand, please, as Russell T. Perkins comes before us to give us a word from the Lord. Amen, amen.
Praise the Lord. I'll cash app you for that wonderful introduction. God bless you. It's good to be here. It's great to see everybody here. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer. But before that, think about your father. Hallelujah. Not just the highest point, not just the lowest point, but the fact that he went to work. The fact that when you needed something for school, the fact that he had two sides to him, a tough side and a sweet side. And you needed both of them. So just keep in mind the things that fathers provide. And you know, sometimes we have a fraught relationship with our father. Maybe they left, whatever. Maybe they weren't all that kind. But we can still thank God that he gave us life and that he used your dad. Your mom is co-producers to bring you into the world, and it is a blessing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come in your glorious name. We come, hallelujah, just glad. Glad that Facebook, we got the Facebook glitch working. Glad, Lord, that you're with us in this place. Glad, Lord, hallelujah, about the journey that we have gone. Lord, thank you, Lord, for working things together for our good according to your purpose. And Lord, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for giving us, hallelujah, gifts and blessings. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being our heavenly Father. Thank you for our natural Father. Thank you for our Father surrogates. Thank you for the coaches and the teachers and the neighbors and the uncles and the granddads, hallelujah, and the godfathers that you put in our lives. And the neighbors who wouldn't let us act up when we were out of sight of our parents. Lord, thank you for being so good and so true and for making ways for us, Lord, at various key points in our life when we did not know how much we needed you, but you knew, hallelujah, how much we needed you. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, have your way. And thank you again, Lord, for another Father's Day. In Jesus' name, amen. Scripture, James 1, 5 verses, beginning at verse 16. Do not err, my beloved brethren. In other words, don't get it twisted. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creature. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. We trust God will bless the reading of his word. You can be seated. Praise God. The topic comes from verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The thought today, this Father's Day, is the Father of lights, the Father of creation, the Father that set the stars and the moons and the planets and the galaxies in place, the Creator God. It says in him is no variableness or shadow of change, of turning. That means he's unchangeable. He's unmutable. Hallelujah. He doesn't get old like we get. He doesn't get tired like we get. Hallelujah. He is a God, hallelujah, who is always the same. From age to age, he's still the same. He was good last week. He's good this morning. He'll be good tomorrow. Praise God. No matter what kind of situation is going on in your life. And we know a bishop who's dear to our heart who said he's good on a bad day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord knows, hallelujah, how to deal with us because, in essence, he's Creator and Father. And it says he's a giver of gifts. Every good and perfect gift comes from you. Now, y'all know how life can be, right? Your gifts can get buried under life. Your gifts can be downplayed by others. But it's still your gift if God gave it. You are a steward of it, though. Hallelujah. It's not yours to hold on to get praise to yourself. It is a stewardship gift that you use to point people to the true vine. You point them to the Father of lights. Hallelujah. And a father is a progenitor. A father is a creator. A father, praise the Lord, is one who is in the producing business. A father teaches. A father instructs. A father, praise God, provides security. Hallelujah. You've heard me say that when my dad was in the house, I felt secure. And he didn't have to do anything. He didn't have to say anything. He didn't have to open his mouth. The fact that my daddy was in the house, hallelujah, it made us feel safe. Praise God. There's a ministry of presence that, hallelujah, fathers should have. We know we've heard about the absentee and the deadbeat and the missing fathers. Hallelujah. Some are incarcerated. Some we don't know who they are. Whatever. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I promise you, praise the Lord, that whatever your situation is, God will provide you what you need. God will provide a father figure in your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he will provide one, praise God, that will do you right. He will provide one that will tell you the truth. One, hallelujah, that will give you sage advice and wisdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. How to make it. Hallelujah. I remember having coaches that would say stuff like this. This is old school, so, you know, some of you young people say, my coach didn't say that. I would have told my mama, you know. But back then they would say, boy, you got to get your mind right before you can get out on this field again. Why don't you run around this field until I get tired? Hallelujah. And what he was teaching us was that no one player on the team, whether they were the best player on the team, whether they were the captain of the team, whether the player happened to be the son of the coach, you got to run around this field. You got to have a good attitude. You got to hustle. You can't come out here playing. Well, we can't. And back then, back talk to adults, back talk to coaches, they would send you to the mental hospital if you started doing that back in those days. But now it's a different situation. But the point is, hallelujah, God sent you somebody. Hallelujah. It might have been somebody that you did not expect. It might have been somebody that was known for partying, known for not going to church. But God put them in your life for a particular season and a purpose to help you in a particular way to get from A to B, praise God. And then God would send somebody else to get you from B to C, praise the Lord. And God will bless you. It might have been somebody who hired you for a job, and they were not your direct supervisor, but behind the scenes, they were putting in good words for you. They would say, don't fire them yet. And God will do that for us to put somebody in your life. Stay with me. Stay with me. I know where I'm headed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is a subject that's near and dear to my heart. Praise the Lord. About fathers. Praise God. And because I go before the Lord and I ask him, Lord, help me to be a better father. Lord, help me to be a better granddaddy. Help me to be a better leader. Help me in these areas, Lord. Show me which way, how to handle this. Don't let me be too hard. Don't let me be too soft. Show me, Lord, how to deal with these situations, how to help people as I go along this journey, praise God. And, you know, along the way, I can't name how many coaches and teachers, uncles, my dad's golfing buddies, hallelujah, that had a word for me. It might have been a simple word. Oh, I heard you made A's on your report card. Keep it up. That might have been all I needed. I had a professor at TSU. I was taking a pre-law introduction to the American legal system class. I was thinking about law, but I wasn't thinking about law. I was thinking more about being a college student. I was doing more goofing off than studying, but I kept my grades respectable. And so I'm in this introduction to the American legal system. It was fascinating. The teacher was brilliant. And I was getting more and more interested in law. Praise the Lord. We had an assignment to draft a partnership contract. And I threw it together at the last minute. And he gave me the grade I earned on it, which was not a good grade. He gave me a C. It was full of red marks over, you know. And then at the end of the paper, after ripping up my paper with his red ink, after giving me a C, and I really wasn't used to getting C's. I usually get higher grades than that. But a paper with a C, I earned a C. And at the end of the paper, he said, you show some promise to be a lawyer with them. I said, how'd you get that? How you get that out of there? Well, that's all I needed. I was blessed to have wonderful parents, right? We didn't have lawyers in our family. We had an aunt that was a college graduate and a teacher. We had a great uncle by marriage who was a Sunday school teacher. But we didn't have preachers and professionals and all that and lawyers. And we had one teacher at that time in our family. Praise God. Hallelujah. As much as they loved me, they couldn't guide me career-wise. They could just say, boy, do your homework. Hallelujah. So I had them at home saying, do your homework. I had teachers in school say, you know, you might be all right. You might have some potential. Then I get to college, and this man who is a very distinguished lawyer says a few words, maybe seven words in red. At the end of my paper, you show some potential for the law field. That's all I needed. Hallelujah. He was fathering me and ripping up my paper at the same time. You never know what God is doing and who he's going to send to give you a word. Praise God. Hallelujah. I remember my own daddy. Praise the Lord. He was tough. He was a disciplinarian. Only job I had, y'all. I thought I had a lot of work, Brother Chip. I didn't have a lot of work. All I had to do was cut the grass and to take the back porch and wash it off with a hose pipe and to wash the back storm door. That was all. Keep my room straight. That's all. I didn't have big projects. I didn't have to go out and pick the background. I had those simple projects. I could do the cutting grass. I could do the hosing and cleaning of the back porch. But when it came to that storm wonder, I could not do it without leaving streaks. I could not do it without leaving streaks. And my brother who had the front door, his storm door looked immaculate. You know, he had it down. I could not get it down. And my dad would be patient with me. And he'd come and show me again how to do it. The little squeegee thing and how to wipe it a certain way with that little soft cloth. And you know, he's military, so he could do it in his sleep. But I could not get that right. Hallelujah. And then one day, he said, just keep doing the best you can. And then as I got a little older, that was 14, 15, got a little older, started trying to do some things I shouldn't do, come home, and he could tell I was doing some things I shouldn't do. He could tell it maybe in the redness of my eyes. Maybe he could smell something. Maybe the speech was a little slurred. Maybe because he knew something about alcohol, he could tell when somebody else was trying to play around in it. Hallelujah. And he said to me one time, I came home late. I was 18 then, about 1 o'clock. And he said to me, it's not a good thing to be drinking. He didn't like fuss at me. He didn't say, stop it. He didn't say anything. There were no threats. He just said, it's not a good thing. Well, I know that he had been drinking a long time, and my grandfather had been drinking, and my older brother was drinking. I had uncles and aunts, and, you know, drinking was prevalent in the family. And he said, it's not a good thing. And I listened to him. And so when I heard the word of God at Renew's Church, I stopped before I gave my life to the Lord. I stopped because somebody who loved me, who had made the mistake of being very much a moderate to heavy drinker at times, who still got up and went to work every morning. He told me out of love, out of his experience, it's not a good thing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I didn't say, like children would say, Daddy, you drink. I said, yes, sir. I thought about it. I prayed about it. Hallelujah. What good is a father if you don't listen? What good is a preacher if you don't listen? What good is the word if it's sitting somewhere collecting dust and you won't read it? Hallelujah. What good is your intention to pray if you don't follow up and actually pray? That's why if I get a text from one of y'all or anybody that says, such and such is in the hospital, will you pray? I will stop right then and pray, because the intention to pray is not the same thing as praying. Hallelujah. And we have the Father of lights, the one who created everything, who sits high and looks low, who cares about what we talk to him about, who hears our cry and delights to bless us and give us good and perfect gifts, as the scripture said. Hallelujah. So prayerlessness, praise God, hallelujah, is like taking a $1 billion check and tearing it up if you don't pray. Hallelujah. We can reach the throne of grace, hallelujah, and talk to, and we don't have to worry about the things we worry about or concerned about when we're talking with individuals, because I can tell you A and you hear C. I can tell you 10 and you hear 79, but when I tell the Lord something, he gets exactly where I come from, hallelujah, and if I can't hardly talk, hallelujah, if I don't know what to say, the Spirit intercedes with groanings that cannot be uttered, praise God, because he's trying to get to the root of the thing, and hallelujah, why, he's the Father of life, and he loves me, and he loves you, and he wants to bless you, and he delights to give you a gift, and a good and a perfect gift for you, praise God, hallelujah. I got a good and a perfect gift when I was 8 years old, hallelujah. We're living in the project. Did not have much money. And one day my daddy came home with a sporting goods sack and gave me and my brother a Maury Wheel Spalding baseball glove. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He got out there one time with us, showed us how to do it. He said, y'all take it from here. And we took it from there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you know down the street, Tennessee State University? Hallelujah. I went there on a baseball scholarship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, my father, being human, being born in sin, and shaping in iniquity like every other human being, hallelujah, hallelujah, had some kind of a relationship that I didn't know about with the Father of Lights. And he knew something good would come out of the sacrifice of buying us those new gloves. Praise God. And he bought us those new gloves. Hallelujah. And we live in a dark world. We live in a dark world. I don't have to tell you how dark the world is. I'm so glad we have the Father of Lights. Hallelujah. Who does not change. Who is, there is no, hallelujah, shadow of turning, no variableness in it. He's not a sometime God. Hallelujah. He hears our cry. He delights to bless us, praise God, and to give us good gifts. Hallelujah. Amen. And don't let life, don't let people bury your gifts. Hallelujah. Because God's not an Indian giver, but the world can crush your gifts. Life can crush your gifts, and people can downplay your gift. There was a drummer for Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Drummer. And Harold said to the other bandmates, let's let the drummer sing. Let's let Teddy sang. Let's let Teddy Pendergrass sing. Now, while he's playing those drums, he still can sing. While he's in the background, he can sing. Praise God. But it took somebody to say, let's give him a chance. Let's see what he's got. Let the gift come out. Hallelujah. Y'all, if y'all ever heard him sing, you know. Hallelujah. I just wish I could hear him sing some gospel, because that man could sing. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you got a gift, hallelujah. Praise God. They may have you out of spot. They may not know about your gift. That doesn't mean the Father of Life, who's the giver of good and perfect gift, has taken his gift back. That just means, hallelujah, you need somebody with a fathering spirit to say, let's give them a chance. Let's give them a chance. Let Brother Sam, hallelujah, get on those computers. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let Sister Robin, hallelujah, get in those clinical trials. Hallelujah. You just need an opportunity to use your gift. But sometimes it feels buried. Sometimes, praise God, hallelujah, you your little girl dreams and your little boy dreams seem buried under the cares of the world and the troubles of life, praise God. But the gift that our God gives you, you still get it, hallelujah. But you are steward of it, hallelujah. You got to find a way to do something with it. You got to find a way, hallelujah, to honor God with it, praise God. You got to give God the glory, hallelujah. And not take the praise, hallelujah, that you might get for the gift that God has given you, hallelujah, but glorify him. Give him the glory. He's the Father of lights. He created everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the smartest person in here, in this sanctuary right here, does not know what's happening in the parking lot. What's that, 100 feet away? In a corner, a small little hamlet of Nashville, one of 50 states, hallelujah, part of the North American continent, part of the Western Hemisphere, but we got a big old wide world, and there are planets, there are galaxies, stars. They're trying to figure out if there's some more planets even in our solar system now. Praise God. There is a God who is so big. Hallelujah. He is so big. He's bigger than your pain. He's bigger than your insecurity. He's bigger than what they did to you. He's bigger than your dysfunction. He's bigger than the trauma that you had. He's bigger, hallelujah, for those things that you deal with that are outside the view of everybody else that you have to master, you have to come to grips with, praise God, that you have to have God's help with, hallelujah. He's bigger than all of that, praise God. And in the middle of that, praise God, he will give you some more gifts. The gift of how to deal with it. The gift of how to bless somebody with your trouble, how to bless somebody with your pain, how to bless somebody with your test. He knows how to turn the test to a testimony so you can bless somebody else, praise God, and you don't have to wallow in it. You don't have to point the finger and blame people, hallelujah. And no matter how bad it was with mom or dad or grandmama them, don't you dare point the finger at them, hallelujah. Honor them. Find the word of God says cleave to that which is good. Find some good. You can just say they had pretty wavy hair. Hallelujah. And then give God the glory that you are where you are in spite of what you've been through. And you don't even look like the trouble that you had. You don't look like the pain that you had. You don't look like the disruption that you had. You don't look like the ups and the downs that you've been through. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Life is uneven. You may wake up in the morning giggling, in the greatest of moods, and somewhere in the course of that same day, that could all change. Hallelujah. Praise God. Life is good. Life is sweet. There are difficulties and challenges. It is uneven. Hallelujah. There was a man named Joseph. He was the apple of his daddy's eye. Had a coat of many colors. Hallelujah. Had favor with his dad. Hallelujah. His brothers got jealous. And all in one day, he went from having 11 brothers, a loving father, a rich dad, to being a prisoner sold into slavery into Egypt all in one day. And then guess what? He had favor. Where in the house of the man that bought him, and he had too much favor with his wife, because the wife wanted some Joseph candy. I probably shouldn't have said it like that. But and he messed around by accident, being in the house by himself with her. And she came on to him and grabbed his outer garment. He ran out. And she used that outer garment as proof that he had, as lying proof that he had tried to assault her. And that same day, Potiphar had put everything in Joseph's hand. Everything in Potiphar's house, the governor's house, was in Joseph's hand. And then one day, under a false charge of attempted rape, he's in prison with an indeterminate sentence. When the Pharaoh, maybe decades later, might feel like getting you out. And when he was thrown into prison, he was 17 years old in a strange land. No lawyer, probably a language barrier. Hallelujah. No coat of many colors anymore. No favorite status with his daddy. No 11 brothers. No family. Hallelujah. He was in a whole different world, a whole different culture, in prison. Hallelujah. And then he could have spent all his time mad at his brothers for setting them in the... But something happened. He had something on his countenance. He had, hallelujah, a godly presence. Hallelujah. So in the prison, he said that he had favor. Joseph had favor with the keeper of the prison. And because of that, everything that was done in the prison, Joseph was the doer of it. He was the trustee over the whole prison. He interpreted a dream in prison. The man said, when I get back into power, I'm going to tell Pharaoh about your ability. I'm going to speak a good word. Hallelujah. And the cupbearer got out of prison because of a dream that Joseph interpreted. And guess what? He forgot all about him. But the father of lights had given him some gifts. And they might have felt like they were buried in prison. Hallelujah. He just went about his business, being the doer of everything that was done in the prison, walking in the favor of God, not complaining, not pointing the finger, not whining, not in a big heap crying, not in a fetal position, not sucking his thumb, not blaming everybody, praise God. But trusting God. And then one day, the king, you know, I always shortcut it. The king, Pharaoh, had a dream about the fat cows and the skinny cows. Yeah, that's it. And the cupbearer said, there's a man of the Hebrews in the prison who can interpret dreams. They went and fetched him. They brought him out. He interpreted the dream. By that time, he's 30 years old. Been in that 13 years, hallelujah. No work release, no furlough. Hard time, praise the Lord. He interpreted the dream, and it was, we're gonna have 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine, and in the 7 years of plenty, put back the grain. Don't eat it all up. Store it, and then you will have provision for the 7 years of famine. He did it. He ended up, hallelujah, being essentially the prime minister of Egypt, and it was through the provision of the grain, the interpretation of the dream, that his brothers came down to Egypt to buy grain. But did nobody else in the world, as far as they knew, have any grain. And guess what? Joseph still had his gifts. He had the gifts of interpreting dreams. He still had the gift of favor. He had the gift of excellent spirit. He kept all that in prison. He kept all that. He kept all that being brotherless and fatherless in a strange land. Praise the Lord. And God raised him up. He got reunited with his family. Praise God. And God blessed him. Hallelujah. God sent Joseph ahead to save the whole nation of Israel. Hallelujah. The Father of lights knows what he's doing. And if he allows some trouble, some pain, some hardship in your life, it wasn't for nothing. It wasn't for waste. It wasn't for God's sport. He allowed it because he wants to work it together for your good. And there's no variableness or shadow of turning. Isn't it good to know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore? That if he's trustworthy today, he's trustworthy next week. If he was trustworthy when he spoke prophecy through the mouth of Isaiah, he's trustworthy when he made it come to pass during the time of Jesus walking the earth. Hallelujah. And Jesus came in the flesh to deliver us. He came in the flesh to become, hallelujah, an access way, a Jacob's ladder between us and heaven. He came to die a substitutionary death in our place because it pleased the Father of lights to bruise him, hallelujah, as our sacrifice, as the chastisement of our peace. So that with his stripes, we are healed. All God's people said. All God's people said. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bless, hallelujah, germinate this word in the hearts of your people. And let it produce something in their lives, Lord, hallelujah, that is wonderful, glorious, and powerful. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.